An Instagram photo posted by a teenager was the reason dozens of people showed up at last night's Chapel Hill Carrboro school meeting. The photo, which made many headlines this week, features two girls waving Confederate flags at a school field trip to Gettysburg. Many say the photo has been interpreted out of context, but for others it speaks to larger issues of racial equality in the school system and community. Rima Crace reports.
Here's the photo. Two white girls are standing in an empty field among big rocks. They're posing with their hands gripped around big Confederate flags. The caption reads, "South will rise." Underneath that is a comment from a different Instagram user who says, "Already bought my first slave." Taliana Tudrin is a senior at Carrboro High School. She saw the photo not too long after it was posted. A friend passed it along.
And I saw it and I was like, I didn't see it as an issue that was become big at the time, but I immediately felt like crying.
She says she was offended as a person of color.
And with people I love who are also people of color, to see people who pretend to care about us and to pretend to care about learning about our history, but then at the same time, they're so ignorant about it.
Tudrin shared a lot of those same thoughts during last night's school board meeting in Chapel Hill. In fact, she got one of the loudest and longest applauses from the crowd. About 20 other people spoke at the podium during a public comment period. Sunny Osment, a senior at Chapel Hill High School, also got a roaring applause.
I'm here to say that this incident cannot be taken at face value or brushed under the rug because it is representative of a much larger culture that is perpetrated and upheld by this school district and many, many of its students.
Osment says school leaders need to address what she calls a racist legacy. She says they need to support students of color and not teach them a whitewashed version of history. But for a handful of people in the crowd, the entire issue seemed to be blown out of proportion, especially to Matt Creator. He's the brother of the girl who posted the photo.
She had no intention to hurt the black community whatsoever. We are a good people.
He says the photo is being taken out of context. The two girls were on a school field trip in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and held the flags in spirit of a reenactment. The girl's father also spoke in defense of her, arguing there's not an uprising over Confederate flags featured in school textbooks. They also got the support of Frank McBride. He's from Chapel Hill and argues the issue has become a small bonfire.
Bonfires can be fun and exciting, but at this point, this one is shedding much more heat than light. And far worse, the fuel we are throwing on this bonfire is our own children.
A couple of other people defended the photo, raising the right to free speech. But after all was said and done, the school system's superintendent chimed in. Tom Forsella says he's taking the issue seriously.
Race does involve difficult issues, and we need to really look at how often this happens in our schools, in our halls, comments that are made in our cafeterias and athletic fields.
Forsella says the learning community needs to come up with a vision to create more positive environments. When the public comment period was over, Taliana Tudrin, the senior from Carrboro High, shared her own recommendations.
There should be days dedicated to talking about race and relevant issues about race, because all we learn about race in high school and middle school, slavery happened, racism ended when Martin Luther King was murdered.
She says that kind of history downplays any real discrimination some students experience, and that it makes it difficult to talk about race. That is, until someone decides to post a provocative photo on Instagram. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.